right, welcome back to an 18 after on a free-for-all Friday. 18 days to go now before the midterm elections, as we just talked about, possibly the most consequential of your lifetime and mine. We're going to see where this breaks down, but obviously, with the divide politically in America, there's a lot at stake here as to what direction this country goes. A guy that knows a lot about what it's like to be right on the front lines in the heat of the battle is my next guest, Corey Lewandowski, who was a campaign manager of Donald Trump's 2016 campaign for a period of time. He works at, you know, contributes to Fox News, CNN, and elsewhere. Corey, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you for having me. Good morning.
Are you fired up? Are you pumped?
Look, I am ready for this election in 17 days, and I'll tell you why. The American people, as I've traveled around the country, understand what is at stake by putting Democrats in office in the majority in the House of Representatives. And what is at stake, very candidly, is their desire to not only impeach this president, they've talked about impeaching Justice Kavanaugh, and they want to end our Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. They want to get rid of the men and women in uniform there who protect us every day. They want to go back to a bigger, broader government. They want to go back to more government regulation. And the people of Michigan have a clear opportunity to send a message, just like they did on Election Day 2 years ago. We don't want business as usual. We want to keep the country moving in the right direction. So I've seen it, I've heard it, and you have a great opportunity now to wake up on election morning and say it's time to keep our country moving in the right direction.
Two of the big seats that are up for grabs here in Michigan, the 8th Congressional District held by Congressman Mike Bishop, and the 11th Congressional District being vacated by Dave Trott, the Republican leaving, so it's an open seat in the Republican, Lena Epstein, running a tied race there. Those are two key seats, because if the Democrats are going to do the things that you mentioned, follow through with impeachment on the president, they're going to have control of the House. In order to get there, they're going to need a couple of seats in places like Michigan. So those seats are critical, aren't they?
Well, they're absolutely critical. And, you know, what the Democrats had banked on for the last 8 months was that they were going to take over the House. But you know who takes over the House if the Democrats really do? And your listeners have to understand, it's not just Speaker Nancy Pelosi as the head of the Democratic Party. It's Maxine Waters who takes over the Financial Services Committee. It's Jerry Nadler who takes over the Judiciary Committee. It's Adam Schiff, a man who's never seen a camera that he won't speak to, who takes over the House Intelligence Committee. And their only job, their only goal, if they take over, is obstruction, is to stop the agenda, is to put more taxes in place. And so the two races that you've just talked about in Michigan are important, but we also have a huge opportunity in Michigan to steal an election. And I mean that in a positive sense. We've got a great Senate candidate that has brought on an enormous amount of national attention and has given Debbie Stabenow the greatest race of her career. And I think we've got a chance on Election Day to win that seat. When the Democrats weren't focusing on it, John James has been doubling down. He's winning. He's a great American success story. He's a veteran, and he is the type of person who wants to go to Washington and do what's right.
And a West Point graduate, which I have great respect for, as you do. Corey Lewandowski here on the program with me. You look at the president, a lot of winning going on. He got Kavanaugh. He stuck with Brett Kavanaugh and got him confirmed to the United States Supreme Court. You've got an unemployment level of 3.7%. You've got a focus on the southern border, which is still problematic, but the focus is there and money's coming for the wall. So a lot of winning going on for this president. What's that going to do to what's it going to take to translate that into a victory for a John James or to secure those House seats here in Michigan? What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are, this is a man who, as a candidate, made a series of promises, and now as a president is fulfilling those promises. And the opportunity to get on the Trump-Pence agenda to move Washington in the direction which they've outlined is there. And candidates who don't want to be on that agenda, those Democrats who don't want to be or Republicans who do want to be, is a clear choice for the voters going forward. Look, we never get tired of winning, but we've created, you know, north of 4 million new jobs, historic low unemployment for African-Americans and Hispanic and women, and more opportunities today than there have been. And if your issues are economic security, homeland security, or national security, then you have to run on the Trump-Pence agenda. And if you do that, voters will reward you, because we are better off today than we were 2 years ago. We have a better economy today. We are the most competitive country in the world again for the first time in 10 years. Our foreign policy is stronger. This is a president and an administration that have brought back 20 Americans who were overseas being held against their will in captivity without putting truckloads or plane loads of cash on pallets and sending them over. They've done everything they've said they would. So if the people of Michigan are happy with the direction of the country, if they've got a better job, say manufacturing is back, 600,000 new manufacturing jobs have come back online in the last 2 years. Coal and steel are coming back. Car manufacturing is coming back.
Sure.
This president has renegotiated bad trade deals, and if you're happy, your only option is to go to the ballot in 2.5 weeks and vote Republican to keep the country moving in the right direction.
Obviously, NAFTA and rewriting NAFTA, a huge deal for the state of Michigan, maybe more than anybody else. Now, Donald Trump was in Montana yesterday. He's headed for Nevada and Arizona. He promised 50 campaign stops this fall. I think it's actually going to be more. What do you think? Will we see him in Michigan for a rally in the next 2.5 weeks?
Well, I don't want to disclose something that I shouldn't disclose, but I can tell you that based on the conversations I've had, the president and his team are absolutely planning on coming to Michigan. The details are not finalized, but he understands. You understand. You remember Election Day 2016, right? The last stop of the campaign. Where were we? We were in Michigan. It was actually on election morning at like 1 o'clock in the morning, and Michigan delivered for Donald Trump. We won that state by 11,000 votes. It was very, very close.
Yes.
But truth be told, this president knows how important Michigan is to him in 2020, but more importantly to the Republican Party in 2018. And I think you're going to see President Trump in Michigan in the next 2.5 weeks.
All right. Corey Lewandowski here. The president ended the 2016 campaign on the west side of Michigan, came on my program that morning and talked about 10 minutes. And Michigan carried by 10,704 votes, Corey. You're exactly right. Critical state. Greatly appreciated. I'll give you 10 seconds for the last word.
Last word is, this election is so important. Don't give the Democrats the opportunity to reverse all the success that the administration has had. Turn out and vote on Tuesday in early November. Please vote for the Trump-Pence agenda. It's on the ballot.
Corey Lewandowski, always a pleasure. Thanks for being back with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you. Take care.
There you have it. It's a free-for-all Friday on the Steve Gruber Show.